do you just as well. There you go. That is the band who are known as Erasure. And Drama, this time of the morning, you must be joking. Well, oh no, it's that time of the morning again for a joke that will particularly stand your hair on end. Oh yes, here we are. What do you do when you chop a tree down? For bad joke of the morning here. Have a think about that. What do you do when you chop a tree down? Well, the answer is fairly obvious. You chop it up. After 8:55, we've got the Daft Disc of the Day coming up here on this radio station, Fast Radio, on this Monday, beautiful Monday morning. Oh, well, listen, there are lots of people who find there is stress in their lives, even those of you at work, especially those of you at work. Well, there are lots of remedies for stress at work, we're told, but there are still times when you really feel like tearing your boss limb from limb. Well, now you can do that. Yes, you can. With a stress doll. Its head, arms, and legs are attached with Velcro. So when life gets too much, you can simply bite off the head or rip its body to pieces, then put it back together, ready for the next time. Naturally enough, it's an American idea. What else? The 15-inch doll costs about £15, and it's available from most department stores, we're told. And there are 5 stress-boosting characters. Yes, the bullying boss is one. A traffic warden's another. someone who won't give up the TV remote control unit, and a golfing partner with a football referee. So let us rip if you find you're getting too much stress in your life these days. After all, it's the best cure all round. The Rise and Shine Breakfast Program. I'm Michael Murray till midday. Band Queen are absolutely making a breakthrough on The Breakfast Show, and why not? We're here for those reasons, to break right through to your radio all the way throughout your day. Until midday today, this is the Rise and Shine Breakfast Program, direct to you on 828 meters on the medium wave band. It's that time of the morning where we absolutely go loopy woopy, my friends. Right, the daft disc of the morning is perhaps one of the daftest discs of all time. The band who released it in the spirit of having a good party. Instead, they lost all their credibility. And, well, this is the sort of record that pops up on the occasional wedding and party and stuff like that, when people go bananas to a record called Agadoo. Completely, absolutely, and spiffingly daft. That is Agadoo from Black Lace from ages back. Absolutely ages back. We won't go even how far back that is. No, we will. In the last 10 years, Agadoo Black Lace was one of the worst party records of all time. And there you had it on Daft Disc of the Day, right here on KLAS Radio. Don't go too far away. We will be back.
From Brixton Furniture, Carrick Row, Emmyvale, County Monaghan, telephone 047-87354 for the finest selection of furniture in the Monaghan area. Direct sales to the public at factory prices. Refurnish your home to the highest standard and quality with From Brixton Furniture, Carrick Row, Emmyvale, County Monaghan, telephone 047-87354.
Are you planning on getting married in 1991? Well, if so, why not let those awfully nice people at Murphy Sound and Video Services take care of things for you? They use the most modern video system, Super VHS. And that's not all. They supply church music and Fabian's Disco. Weddings are a speciality for Fabian. Now, have you any old cine tapes at home, yes? Old cine tapes? Well, have them transferred onto video and relive those great memories. They've even got public address systems, lights, and big screen hire. So when booking your wedding, forget the rest and try the best.
Murphy Sound and Video Services at 20 Oriel Park, Emmyvale, County Monaghan. Now, what's their phone number again? Oh, yes, 047-87297. And if you're calling from the north, it's 00138-7297. Oh, and enjoy the big day, too.
Good morning, everybody. It is the Rise and Shine Breakfast Program. And somebody put those cats and dogs out, as Noel would say. Yes, the top of the morning to you. Or the bottom of the morning. Now, the bottom of the morning is not till midday today. Until that time, keep it here. 9 o'clock on KLAS Radio.
Broadcasting from the north of Ireland on 828 kHz AM, you're tuned to KLAS Class Radio. Advertisers, for full details of our very competitive advertising rates, telephone us now at 0662-527912. And from the south, 08-0662-527912. Our written address is KLAS, Class Radio, 17 Rahahi Road, Auchnacloy, County Tyrone. Reach our audience with your product on the all-new KLAS, Class Radio.
Welcome to part two of the Rise and Shine Breakfast Program. Oh, yes, indeed. What have we got lined up for you in this next hour? Let's have a look at the old list here. The Book of Numbers. We'll give it a spin between 1 and 100 and see what fascinating bits of tidbits we can come up for you with. The Topical Magazine Letter at 9:20. At half past nine, the KLAS special report today is on Are We a Nation of Addicts? Tune in at that time. It's a record at 9:45, and at 10 o'clock we take a look at your dreams, and what do they mean? Yes, indeed, fortified with vitamins and vitality, the Rise and Shine Breakfast Program reaches the parts that most programs do not. And I hope the cornflakes are well out of the way by now. Weetabix, shredded wheat, Rice Krispies. Who knows what you eat, but who cares? We do. 9:03, I'm Michael Barry till midday today. Here's Big Fun. I love fun. Time to stick on the kettle, I think, and have another cup of cocoa. Oh, and I almost forgot as well. Up your boy.
How long will it last? I just don't know.
Well, would someone mind please telling me why is it that it always happens that your only clean shirt is the one that needs ironing? I always find that every time I want to go out, the only clean one is the one that needs ironing. It is so annoying. Usually takes about 2 or 3 hours to get through the rest of it. 907 with Cliff Richard.
All along the line, I've been true to you. Even though for some time, I knew we were through. I was feeling the love it ended. Can't be mended, but I can't bear to see you cry. The feeling gone, it's been missing too long. But I just don't have the heart, I just don't have the heart to tell you. It's such a shame that it's ended this way. But I just don't have the heart, I just don't have the heart to tell you. There'll be no goodbye, there are no words to say. That I'm far away. You'll be hurting like I've been hurting. The truth was burning, but I just can't say goodbye. The feeling's gone, it's been missing too long. But I just don't have the heart, I just don't have the heart to tell you. It's such a shame that it's ended this way. But I just don't have the heart, I just don't have the heart to tell you. If I stop to think about the good times that we shared, I could fool myself believing that somehow love, love was still there.
I see here that yuppies who down mineral water by the gallon may be getting a bit of a surprise. Why, you may ask? Well, they might lose their bottle if they knew what they were drinking. According to a new survey, expensive bottled water may be no better than ordinary tap water, and some brands may be worse for us. Yeah, I know you don't want to really hear this when you've been spending tens of pounds on these bottles of all sorts of spring water and ordinary water as well. The survey could pull the plug for a lot of water drinkers. It sampled 10 varieties of mineral water, and some broke the EC's guidelines. The survey tested no fewer than 57 samples, and it found one brand contained a manganese concentration which was more than 30 times that recommended by the EEC. We'll be doing a special report on bottled water during the week here on KLAS at 9:30 on one of the mornings. Stay tuned for more information on that. And now back to music with June Miles Kingston and Jimmy Somerville. This is Come On Te Dir Adieu.
Thank you.
You know what really bugs me? When there's a fly in the studio and I cannot get near it and it is buzzing in my face every other minute. That is so annoying. I'm sure you can actually understand what I'm going through here, friends. It's just not on. Oh, well, never mind that. Oh, 9:15 and our book of numbers. Let's spin the wheel and see what we come up with this morning between 1 and 100. There it goes again, that damn fly. Go away and leave me alone. Oh, it's like something out of a cartoon. You know the way it just will buzz onto the top of your nose, you'll see it there. And by the time you get your hand down to it, it is gone. Never mind, spinning the numbers between 1 and 100. Number 60 has just come up. So let's get our book of numbers here and look for number 60. Aha! Very good, fair enough. Number 60 from our book of numbers. 60 is the lowest number which can be divided exactly by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Yep, the lowest number you can divide all those numbers into 60. The Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte, who lived between 1769 and 1821, he was so fond of bathing in eau de cologne, or aftershave, that he used 60 liters every single month. Can you imagine having a bath in Old Spice? Can you imagine what the bill would be? 60% of a badger's diet consists of earthworms. Ugh. I'd rather some jam and marmalade myself. And finally, the human body contains sufficient phosphorus to cap the ends of 60 boxes of matches. That's a lot of stuff for the human body. I suppose it brings new meaning to the expression, "You light up my life," huh? We'll be right back. down these roads. Did you know that if the sun was the size of a beach ball, the earth would be a pea 107 feet away?
You didn't?
Well, now you know. I know. It's fascinating stuff, isn't it? However, the topical magazine letter of this morning comes from a lady in Greater Manchester, S. Burton from Rochdale. It's from the magazine Chat, and she says, "Has anyone else noticed that nearly all these statues you see in our parks and public places are of men?" Well, I suppose yes, that's quite true. She says, "Surely there are some women who have done important things during the past 1,000 years or so, and why are there no statues to that effect?" Well, if you feel strongly about it, let it be known, let it be known. Today's topical magazine letter, and a good point too, no doubt about it. Okay, the KLAS special report is coming up at 1:30. In the meantime, non-stop music till then on KLAS Radio. Keep it here till midday today and beyond. Now, what's happening here? All right, here we go.
I think I'd take
This is KLAS, where there are great memories from great music all the time.
That's the group Five Star and Another Weekend on KLAS Radio, and time for this morning's special report. All throughout this week, we will be covering the nature of addiction and questioning, are we a nation of addicts, and how many of us become victims of obsession. Stay tuned on Monday, for today we will look at TV. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll be looking at alcoholism. On Wednesday, the problem of gambling will be featured on KLAS. On Thursday, solvent abuse, drugs and tranquilizers, and on Friday, smoking. That's the KLAS series of special reports for this week, questioning, are we a nation of addicts? Well, for today, TV. Ireland is a nation of addicts to just about everything. The economy might be revving out of recession, but we are heavily dependent on alcohol, and we spend millions on lottery tickets. Thousands of people die unnecessarily from preventable diseases each year, and children are still becoming hooked on gambling machines. Ireland today is a mixture of rich and poor, two peoples within the one nation, with common weaknesses. Try as we might,
Many people can't help falling into the trap of obsession, and our passions which soak up so much time and cash are many and varied. Today we look at TV. TV addiction has become so widespread that half the nation's children spend more hours in front of the screen than listening to a teacher. But Irish kids watch less television than their British and American counterparts. A European survey last year found our kids were among the most bookish in the European community, and nearly as hard-working as the Koreans. Television is the most pervasive of all our addictions. The average person is glued to the screen for around 25 hours a week. Soaps are the clear favorite, like Home and Away, Neighbours, Emmerdale Farm, Coronation Street, and they account for up to a quarter of the nation's viewing time. Leading the field are Glenroe and Fair City, with Coronation Street and Neighbours also thereabouts. But the majority of viewers don't spend all their time watching subsidy serials. All social groups spend roughly a quarter of their time on information and news. Top earners watch the least telly, but they still fit in 20 hours a week, not far short of a full day and night. Children watch less than the elderly, and around 1 in 8 of all viewers are thought to be spongers, that is, evading license fee payments. Prosecutions are increasing steadily. Meanwhile, TV addiction is becoming so widespread that it continues to become an addiction for most people. Questioning, are we a nation of addicts? The KLAS special report for today. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we look at the problem of alcoholism on KLAS radio. Stay tuned to 828 meters on the medium wave band.
No one would have believed that in the last years of the 20th century that KLAS radio was being heard by so many of the human race. Few men even considered the possibility that the music would be so good. And yet, across the airwaves on 828 meters medium wave, and beyond the six counties, we brought the classics to you. KLAS Class Radio, the real alternative in listening today, is out of this world.
Follow where you are.
Better music right throughout your morning. I'm Michael Barry till midday today.